online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my wretched soul. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. After he saved my wretched soul, he has chosen my vessel unto him to bear his name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Praise be to his holy name. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you continue to count us worthy of your calling and fulfill all the good pleasures of your goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and we in him, according to the grace of you, God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and let his bride say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, the Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord, and indeed it is a blessing to be able to come to you in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, for I can do nothing separate from him. And we give thanks this morning for the few of you that have tuned in by internet and radio. For the Bible said many are called, but only a few are chosen. The Bible said his sheep hear his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. What a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 declares, all praise his holy name. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, John, the 14th chapter, once again, the Holy Spirit would make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and bring you to rest in Christ Jesus in this true resting place where you are granted his eternal life. John, the 14th chapter, verse 1, and it says, this is Jesus speaking, oh, bless his name. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Oh, thank you, Father God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus also said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 36 declares, my friends, God has given us the wedding garment in the message of the cross. But to put it on by the faith is to live it. You see, one can preach the message of the cross. One can sleep with the message of the cross playing in his ears. You can carry the message of the cross around to all kinds of meetings all over the world and display it in windows. You can put this message in books and on tapes, on TV and radio, etc., and etc. And many will be saved by it, because it is the right message. It is the truth. But if you don't live it, I'm here to tell you by the word of the Almighty God that you will find your place in hell when you leave this world. You see, what offends many people is the suggestion that only those who believe in Jesus Christ will find salvation. But yet, that is exactly, oh glory, what the Bible says. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, the word of the Lord says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 and 6 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And again, in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, it says, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believe in him shall receive remission of sins. See, Jesus Christ tells us that those that follow him, that have faith in him, is also faith in God. And to know the man Christ Jesus is to know the way and the truth and the life. Matthew chapter 20, verse 23 says, and Jesus said unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on the right hand or and on the left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. You see, this is a cup of suffering, and we shall drink of this cup. It is the resurrected Christ inside of us who is doing the suffering, of course. Acts chapter 9, verses 4 and 5 says, "And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick." Like as we are immersed into Christ's death for our salvation, so likewise must we be immersed into his suffering, the fire, as a part of our sanctification. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 says, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Revelation chapter 3, verse 18 says, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." You see, we learn that through this immersion of suffering with Christ, that in that we find that he is all in all, the risen Lord doing the Father's will through us, and none of us will dead by the faith. This is the baptism of the Father, a baptism of fire that we all shall partake of. As we'll count ourselves dead with Christ on the cross by the faith, so likewise by the same faith are we to account the suffering as he is. We cannot be transformed into the image of Christ or share in his glory if we do not share in his pain, as he does the work of the Father through us. And we cannot know the Father in an intimate way until we know his pain. We cannot put on the Christ or the message of the cross, the wedding garment, until we live out the message by the faith, enduring the pain. My friends, the goal of Revelation chapter 3, 18 and verse 18 represents the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Please notice that there is no silver representing redeemed man. This is telling us that it is all of the risen Lord in us doing all the works, and none of us with Jesus or us with the message of the cross and Jesus. It is only the risen Lord that is in a man put to death by the faith in the message of the cross, which puts him in Christ, that does all other works of the Father through that man. We learn obedience, submission of the will to the Holy Spirit by the things Jesus suffers in us as we yield to the Holy Spirit our wills. It is only the risen Lord doing all the works and in doing all the suffering, thus Jesus, the King of glory, gets all the glory and none is going to man. John chapter 4, verse 34, it says, "Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29 says, Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God